Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. Yeah, we're here up and close in your ear. Don't fear.
ASMR I am podcast. Not
a straight man. What was that?
That was my heart trying to kill itself.
It sounded like a cat trying to puke up a furball.
Yeah.
No, it was my heart trying to beat out of my chest and kill me because I have to be here and do this.
Oh my god. Right. Emo kid in like math class or something. How's your cat doing, by the way, Soup? I haven't heard about your cat in a while. Does he still latch onto you like a little spider monkey?
Oh, is this where we're starting the podcast, Soup's cat? Is that what we settled on?
Yeah, my cat's good, except it's pretty much ruined my computer chair because it claws and climbs at the back of it to sit up here while I'm doing stuff. So,
yeah, my
chair's ruined.
My dad's cat did the hit to his chair. Is your chair like leather?
Yeah. She also ruined, I don't know if I talked about this, she ruined my couch.
Really? Yeah,
did I tell you guys about that? On it? Dude, yeah, she shitted and pissed all over my couch. She did. Like, I loved that couch, too. I would sleep on that couch sometimes, dude. Just, like, fall asleep watching TV in my living room. Now my living room looks like the definition. It looks like one of those memes you see on Twitter. It's like, boys' apartments look like this. That's what my living
room. Lawn chairs?
Yeah, I have, like, wooden chairs. And like
red Solo cups everywhere.
I have like
it's just like a $10,000 TV and lawn chairs.
That's pretty much what it is. That's exactly what it is.
And, 90-inch fucking Samsung 8K TV.
Well, you see, I bought her one of those self-cleaning litter boxes, right? And it was like $200-something, so it was pretty expensive. And I watched the like tutorial video on how to set it up and get everything right. And it comes with a roof, like a privacy hood or some shit. I don't know. And the guy was like, cats like their privacy when going to the bathroom. But you see, the self-cleaning thing like scoops automatically. So I think whenever she was in there with the hood on, it started to scoop.
Scared the shit
and the hood is like enclosed. So I think that she like tried to bolt out of there and like hit the hood. And then she got mad and just shit and pissed all over my couch. So.
Sorry. I found out my cat has cat IBS.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he like...
Is that different from human IBS?
Kind of. It's just like, he'll be standing there and just have to suddenly shit. Like, it just comes out of nowhere. But the worst is, like, the problem is he hangs out outside of my office. Because, like, if I'm recording or something, I kick him out. So, like, he'll sit out there and, like, nap for, like, 4 hours just waiting for me to open the door. And his litter box is in the laundry room, like, maybe 5 feet from the front of my office door. But he'll wake up from a nap, suddenly have to shit, try to walk to the litter box, but just drop a log right outside my office door. The amount of times I've almost stepped on it in the middle of the night is just fucked.
You should just put his litter box, like, right outside your door.
I did. It helped for a little bit, and it, like, because it's, like... It's almost like Crohn's, where it, like, flares up and then goes away. So, like, he stopped doing it, so I was like, all right, I'm moving his litter box back. And he was fine for, like, 2 months, and then I just opened my door one morning, and there's a fucking turd just hanging out, just vibing.
Yeah, yeah, imagine that on your cloth couch.
Yeah, that's not great. But, yeah, those automatic litter things are never, never good. I think I already talked about it when it flung diarrhea everywhere.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that.
Yeah, it's only meant to like scoop up solid cat shit, and one of my cats clearly ate something, and it was not solid, and it just fucking flung it all over the room.
Oh my god!
Because it
were you in the room when that happened?
No, I didn't have the privacy hood on, which was probably the mistake. But what it does, it scoops it from the bottom and then like almost like, you know, like a big dump truck, how they have like that big thing on front and then it throws it back into the like back thing, like the big arm. It essentially has that, but it's like almost like a mesh. So it like picks up all hard shit and like piss clumps and cat litter. So it gets that too. But like, because it was diarrhea and it was still wet, it just like went to fling it back and it just like launched it everywhere. Like it was just like splattered up the wall. It's so fucking
gross.
Mine
doesn't go fast though. Mine goes like slow and like scoops it slow.
Maybe they had too many people complaining about their cat's shotgun diarrhea being flung all over the room.
Catapulting shit.
They probably had to slow down a bit.
Cat-apult.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah.
So,
thank you, Dallas.
So thank you, good.
But I haven't bought a new couch yet because I don't. I haven't bought a new couch because I'm scared if I buy one, you know, she's just going shit on it again. So
maybe just scoop your own cat litter.
Maybe get a butt plug.
Oh yeah, I've already switched back to a regular.
You're gonna say, right. Oh yeah, I've already got a butt plug.
No, I've already got a cat butt plug. It's got like a little mouse
still
on it.
Still hasn't been delivered yet.
That is
yeah. Okay, I switched back.
I have a good topic we can stop talking about cat shit for.
Oh, like I had a topic that involved pets actually.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Did you all right? Have you guys any had like really bad vet experiences? I had one last year, and I don't think I've fully talked about it. And I thought it'd be a fun story to share.
Let's hear it.
All right, I thought I'd ask you guys first because this one's a bit of a doozy. It was pretty chaotic, but this was back when I first started to like take my cat to the vet for his IBS, but we didn't know his IBS at the time. We thought he was just eating weird shit. But my other cat had to get a shot too, so I was like, "Fuck it, I'll just take both cats at the same time, make it a lot easier." And it was the worst fucking decision I've ever made. So I got there, whatever, let them both out of their carrying cases, because, I don't know, they're pretty well-behaved, relaxed cats. Like, they don't like hiss at people and, like, freak out and bite stuff normally. So I just let them out.
That's good.
And because I forgot to bring a stool sample, they had to
like
put...
Like a turd sample?
Yeah, for my
no,
cat
like
Doug.
A leg off of a stool.
Yeah.
I had to bring an IKEA chair in.
Yeah, just a whole forgot. Stool. Here's a sample of one of my stools.
I forgot to bring cat shit in a bag. How about that?
Well, that just doesn't seem like a very normal request. So just
no, it is. Like, if your cat's having stomach issues, they want you to bring in shit so they don't have to do what I'm about to explain. So to do it, okay, they have to stick a literal fucking, like, aluminum pole up the cat's ass that has, like, a little thing inside where it'll just, like, scoop a little bit of shit out of their colon.
Yummy.
They do this for humans?
I don't know, they probably do. Probably something to ask your doctor.
I will.
So they're doing that. And it freaked my one cat out, Doug, who has IBS. So he freaked
poor
out.
Doug.
It also sounds like a human that would have that IBS. Some guy named Doug.
He freaked out and bit my other cat on the neck because he was freaking out. And that scared the doctor. So he pulled out the fucking thing. And my cat just shotgun diarrheaed everywhere as he pulled it out. The other cat was freaking out because it just got attacked. So it bit me. I started bleeding everywhere. And then she peed. There was literally every single bodily function possible in that fucking room.
Have you been checked for AIDS?
I had to go to a doctor's later and get like a shot and stuff because she freaked out and bit me. There's shit, like bloody shit everywhere. There's fucking piss. Like, dude, it was the worst experience ever. Everyone was screaming.
It's like a German orgy.
It's fucking awful. Doctor is freaking out. He had like this intern helper who was just screaming, had no idea what to do. I was just sitting in the corner, fucking massive hole in my hand from the cat's like front canine teeth. It was awful. It was a horrible
like
experience.
Good time.
No, it's fucked. This is definitely the worst vet experience I've ever had.
Like a Family Guy like bit or something. I don't know. Being in like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was just pure chaos. So they don't go to the vet together anymore, mostly because the one's dead, but you know.
Oh.
Yeah,
the only thing I ever had like that is I remember my old dog Pepper, she had a false pregnancy. Have you guys ever had a pet that had that?
Is that like basically they have a miscarriage but like a dog?
It's like their body goes through some kind of hormonal change where their body thinks that they're pregnant. So it reacts as if they're pregnant, even though they're not pregnant. It's just, I don't swear. Anyways, she had like boobs, like dog, like she was growing boobs. Like she was like, cause you know how when dogs have a baby in their stomach.
Puppies,
their boobs
and,
grow
like,
and they get like
get all weird. Yeah,
boobies.
Yeah, so we took her to the doctor. Boobs. So we thought she was pregnant, and then they're like, "No, she's not pregnant. She just." But I remember it wasn't really like as gross as yours, but I remember he like went to squeeze her nipple. And he squeezed it and it shot milk out so far. Probably like 6 feet of milk.
It's going to be a world record.
He was like, yeah, she's
dog
just
titty milk shoot.
Yeah, she had like big boobs. It was weird. But yeah, that's really the only like, real experience I had.
Why do you describe it like that?
Yeah, that's because
my
like
dog
that
had these massive milky tits.
Mommy milkers.
My dog
big old vascular
tits. Tiggle bitties on that bitch. And I don't mean woman.
All right. That is. Thank you for explaining your dog's milky tits to us in such great detail, Nasty.
You're welcome, babe.
One time my dog Rebel just pissed on the door of the vet.
That's pretty
just,
sick.
He just like pissed all over the door inside.
His name checks out.
It happens a lot.
It's and what he thinks of the vet.
Yeah, he growled at the lady. It was pretty funny.
What kind of dog is he?
He's like golden retriever chow mix.
Rebel kind of looks weird. He looks funky. Like he's cute as fuck, but he looks like his breed mix is just.
Your dog look weird.
He got a funky ass dog. What?
Yeah, your dog probably stupid. Has autism. You fucking fart on it so much. You are literally an animal abuser.
I cannot say one negative thing about you without you just like ripping back into me immediately.
You're talking shit about my dog. People love my fucking dog.
I literally just said he's adorable, but I said his breed just doesn't like look like a dog. It looks.
No, you said,
that even
said
mean?
He look weird.
Yeah. No, doesn't like
you fart on your fucking dog, McNasty.
Like when you see a dog, most of the time
and
you can instantly
amounts.
Be like, "Oh, that's that kind of dog." Rebel doesn't really look like a certain type of dog. He just looks like a mixture of dog.
Okay, yeah, he's a fucking
mutt.
He
is
that's
a mixture
a
of
dog. A lot of dogs
no
look
problem
like
with that.
That.
I love every dog. I don't care if that dog. I don't care if he's shaved and he's got a bloody line going down his back.
What do you guys think
line.
About hairless cats?
Dude, I love them. They're sick. It's like petting
they
a nut.
Gross me out.
I've never been
they
around a naked cat.
Dude, what'd you say, dude?
They're ugly.
That's the only thing you say. They look ugly.
That motherfucker's gross.
It's one kill nasty them all. Motherfucker.
No, like,
I've never seen a hairless cat in person. Only like.
I wonder if I'd be allergic to a hairless cat.
No, you wouldn't. That's why people get them. No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then that's the one pet I could probably have, because half my family's allergic to, like, all mammals, essentially, so we've never had any pets.
Dude, you know you guys are mammals.
You have a mammal allergy.
Pretty much, dude. Horses, gerbils,
like, dogs. Swim in the ocean and a whale comes around and you start sneezing underwater and shit. It's
fucking dolphin just giving you red eyes.
There's dolphin dander in the water. It's making me sneeze.
Dolphin dander. Oh, God. It's so weird to me that dolphins will, like, fuck other fish.
Go on. Why is that weird?
Yeah, they just use them as. I mean, it's just nature's. Because
dolphins don't like.
Dolphins use a fleshlight.
They fuck. They fuck for pleasure, so they'll fuck like anything. They won't just fuck their own species.
Yeah, they just
monkeys,
like
rape.
Bro.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. They just rape.
I don't think that fish have the ability to consent, Mister the Dew.
Especially not the dolphins.
No, it is actually it is a genuine issue in the animal kingdom. Like penguins especially are brutal. They will literally kill a woman and fuck her.
What?
Wait, I'm not kidding. That is normal penguin behavior.
I thought they had like monogamous relationships and they were all cute and shit. They're out here just raping each other.
No, they will literally gang rape.
Oh my God.
A female penguin.
I don't remember seeing that on Happy Feet.
Yeah.
Happy Feet was
you
a product
with the stone
of one.
To show you, I'm gonna rape your ass. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is not getting
out. Kill your mom and fuck her. Oh, this is what the movie's about. They should put that in like the bloopers.
I'm not laughing about
they
rape.
Should
like
not put that in the bloopers.
Yeah.
It's not even a joke though. It is a genuine fact. The animal kingdom is just fucked. Like, but what you can't
well,
put
I mean,
a
they're fucking animals. Like,
yeah, you can't put a penguin in jail. It's not you can't fucking give a felony out to a gorilla.
Well, the thing is, like, when animals like that do stuff like that, it's not they do it out of like it's just their instincts. It's their, the way
oh,
that
yeah,
their
they
DNA
don't know
is
any better.
Wired.
Yeah, they're a fucking animal.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's no penguin.
I
like I said, no penguin prison.
Although I really
it would be cute,
McNasty,
penguin prison.
I really thought McNasty was going to do the Architects riff when he said they're just
animals. It would not be cute. A penguin prison, they'd have, like, face tattoos and be, like, lifting weights. Be some scary-ass penguins.
Some penguins don't even have the white front. They're just all black.
Okay.
All right.
What the fuck? How did you manage to go... No, now it's too late. We've already moved on from they're just animals. I hate you so
next
much.
Next topic!
What was your topic?
I feel like I kind of already really know the answer to this one, but hypothetically, if you had a child, what's something you would want to make sure to teach them or something you wish your parents taught you?
Anybody want to start this one?
It's a big jump. You
had to be a pro gamer.
I would definitely want to teach my kid guitar like as soon as possible.
Oh, 100%.
Or just music in general.
Yeah, I'd probably start them on piano, to be honest.
I'd probably send them to an all-penguin college.
All right.
Let them figure it out on their own.
I feel like the only issue with, like, trying to get your kid to do something is, like, they will grow to hate it if you don't do it the right way. Like, I feel like the best way is just introduce them to something and then let them want to do it on their own terms. But if you, like, buy your kid a guitar and are like, I'm putting you in guitar lessons, and they have no, like, interest of their own, they're
gonna
fucking
hate it. I can teach my own kid how to play guitar.
Yeah, well, I just mean, for example, like, if you just, like, force them into something. Because, like, that's how I started with hockey. My dad, like, made me play hockey, and I fucking hated it because he made me. And then, like, as I grew up, I started liking it on my own, and that's when I wanted to do it more. But, like, I don't know, I feel like parents, like, being like, I really like this thing, so you have to, kind of fucks with your kid wanting to do that thing.
Well, they don't have to,
like... I just feel like, though, if you're... Go ahead, dude.
I was going to say, they don't have to full send. You don't have to put them in, like, full-on summer camp violin lessons and stuff. You can just sort of have the instruments around and see if they show an interest. And they see your parents playing, and they want to be like your parents, so maybe they'll take in that sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to do that.
If I had a parent like my dad or somebody that was, like, a shred god, like, I probably would have wanted to, like... Well, I mean, I already know how to play guitar, but I feel like I probably would have wanted to become that good, like, sooner.
Well, that's kind of my story. Is like I started on violin forcibly and I hated it. So like what Blarg was saying, I absolutely hated it. And then because my dad was in bands for like 20 years and played guitar for most of his life, that's why I wanted to start. You know, he didn't like put a guitar in me and be like with a whip and be like, play, son.
Put a guitar in you.
He just shoved the entire Squire headstock up Dew's ass.
Oh God, the way the Squire headstock shaped too.
I know.
Headshot. Yeah, that's a big one.
Headshot.
Doesn't yours have like the 60s Strat head too, the big old bulbous on the end?
But yeah.
I feel like a Telecaster would probably be the easiest one to
show.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm.
Pretty smooth.
Can we make a tier list of easiest headstocks to put up your ass?
Dude, the worst one, BC Rich.
I don't know, dude. Dean would be pretty bad too.
Dean would
be,
that's pointy, dude.
Have you not seen the BC Rich Warlock one? And they got like the
I
point.
Know I have but
like
I,
the devil points on the end.
Even a Jackson would be
wrong. Yeah, yeah. Dean is though too.
Yeah, the Dean is like two pointed, like a V kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Dean, like an ML. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, tier list. We'll get working on a tier list for next
headstock
podcast.
Would hurt the worst in your ass.
Are the tuning pegs on or off? Because that makes a difference. If you got like big locking tuners versus like little regular ones, like
we'll need two different tier lists now: one for tuning pegs and one for not.
With and without tuning pegs.
All right, we'll get working on that for the next podcast.
We'll be back with that information.
What was the question again?
What would you teach your kids or whatever?
Oh, yeah, okay. God, I still... you really just left that halfway, huh?
It was some deep shit, I don't remember.
Some deep shit that
no one
gives a fuck
about. What
would
you teach your kids, or what do you wish your parents taught you?
I'll
just introduce my kids to stuff and let them show interest, and if not, then it is what it is, you know?
Well, I mean, there has to be something that you want specifically to teach your kids, not just... I'm just going to introduce them to 50 things and hope they pick up at least one of them.
Well, I mean, like, obviously I'm going to teach them things that, or show them things that I'm interested in, but, you know, I'm going to let them figure shit out
like
on their
beer
own.
And dip.
Yeah.
Beer dip and shotguns. Get learning.
Maybe you should show your kids your thumbnails, McNasty, and see what they think about them.
Maybe you should just not say anything negative to Super that instantly bouncing back.
Well, what do you want him to just take it like a bitch? He's going to dish it back out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, yeah. Like I want him to take it like a bitch.
Take it like a bitch in a maid dress.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
You're cancer.
Good times, good times.
You're cancer.
Okay, are we moving on topics or is somebody else going to end a question? What do I know?
I'm still did trying Bar- to think.
Did Barg answer? Yeah. What would you?
I'm not even letting anyone answer.
Hey, you anybody
just ask me directly.
Just making fucking squeaky noises.
Go ahead, Larg.
I don't know. Honestly,
Nasty, are you going to help your kids with their homework or?
Fuck no.
Well, yeah, because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's impossible. Gonna be JK. He's gonna have to like try to color in the lines for them and just give up and pull them out of school. Just raise them like a wolf child.
They're gonna bring like their first grade math homework like worksheet back. I mean, that's just
Dad, can you help me?
I don't fucking
I can't do geology.
I can make racist jokes. That's about it.
Wait, just gonna write the N word on it and send it back to class. Fucking horrible parent. Well, that makes my answer look pretty good. I was going to say probably, like, I don't know. I wish my parents would have, like, put me around more cultures growing up, if that makes sense. Like, I live in a little, small-ass white town. Like, we are, like, the only Arab on my fucking street. We had a black neighbor. But, dude, like, small-town syndrome is fucked. It genuinely is. I know it sounds like a meme, but it is so shitty.
Are you just a small-town girl?
Yep, exactly. Small town syndrome
just, like,
fucking
your parents
sucks.
Taking you like to a Native American like tribal meeting and you're like 5 years old.
No, more so we like traveling and shit to like places like other than fucking Disney World and like show you that there's more than white people hanging out, you know? I don't know. I just really fucking hate small town syndrome.
Well, most parents have like full-time jobs, so like traveling abroad is kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm just, talking about my. I'm
Africa
talking about my specific situation.
Working 5 days a week.
I'm talking about my specific situation where my parents could have easily done stuff like that.
Just to show you that other didn't. Races exist too.
God, I give up. You know,
Dad,
there'll be one person in the comment section that'll be like, "Yeah, I agree. That's dope." And you know what? That person's great. You guys
you know
suck.
What, Blarg? I thought McNasty was going to have the stupidest fucking answer, but I think you take
it. I said a stupid answer!
Wildly corrected.
Alright, bro. Go hang out with more white people in the fucking inbred forest you live in, alright?
Why don't you go hang out with more meese?
Meese? Is that multiple moose?
It took me a second to understand what the fuck you just said.
Yeah, I was saying, I just had a stroke while he was talking.
Dude, what do you even mean, Blarg?
I've never
Your fucking
seen a
dad own a chain of grocery stores, right? That's like the fucking breeding ground for different cultures
no,
and people.
No, it was all pot. Like it was up until the last
Wait,
one. It was all
ground.
Like in it was all in, like posh ass. Like,
you want to Blarg? If you want to meet people from different cultures and see how other people, you know, act, go to Walmart. Go
Walmart
to any
Walmart. Is hell.
Exactly. That's what people do. That is.
Are you saying
Walmart
that other cultures
epitome,
are hell?
That is the epitome of people around, like the culture around and other people.
If you ever want to feel,
that's just trash. I don't think that's like. I think that's just every like low tier trash person from every race goes there. That's not a good indication of what those people are like. Look at the fucking white people at Walmart, bro. We got Bill Nye out there, and if
you
judge every white person off Walmart,
I'm not saying the white people are any better at Walmart. I'm saying all collectively are shit. It's Walmart.
Yeah. Yes, it's bottom of the barrel of every race. I think we can all agree.
Exactly.
That.
You get the best taste of everything.
That's the worst taste
that's
of everything.
That's the worst taste of everything, actually.
Exactly. You go to Walmart, and you experience how shitty everybody is, and you're like, well, it's got to be up from here. So, like, I've experienced the worst, so I know
up.
That there's better.
Wait, exactly. But if that's your first impression of a race, isn't that going to lead to, like...
Yeah, extremely racist.
Well, yeah, if you're fucking stupid and base everyone in stereotypes.
There is a lot of stupid people.
But if
Let's
he only goes to... If he only goes to Walmart, that's all he knows.
Why would you not just go to the better part of that race?
Yeah, why exactly? Why would you not just like go to more like awesome Indian restaurants or something?
Okay, let me ask you. All right.
Like instead of going to Africa and showing the African culture, we're just going to go to Detroit.
Hey, Detroit's great. Fuck off.
Well, you know what I mean. Get down, boy.
Just go to Walmart, bro.
Yeah, all right, there we go. That's the hot tip.
I'm not taking my kid to Walmart for cultural appropriation.
That's the hot tip that the goons are giving today. The hot tip. If you want to be more cultured and more rounded as an individual, go to Walmart.
You will come out of Walmart a better person. Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've went into Walmart and I come out wanting to fucking end it all. And you know what? You get stronger from that. There have been times in the Walmart parking lot where I'm like, dude, I'm about to floor it 80 miles per hour through the front door and blow up and die.
Maybe that's what happened to McSkillet. He was just on his way home from Walmart.
But I don't do it. I don't do it.
You know why?
Because you got to... Yeah.
You're a patriot, Soup. Soup is braver than the Marines.
You're so brave. Didn't kill himself after Walmart.
But that's what I'm saying. You go there and you experience the fucking worst of the worst, and you come out stronger.
Yeah, if you want to feel like you won the genetic lottery, go walk around Walmart for a while.
Exactly.
Genetic lottery. Walmart is just Darwinism in action.
Dude, it is.
They say missing links don't exist. I mean, go walk around Walmart, bro.
Tell me that you've ever been to Walmart one time and have been like, you know what? That was great. I'd love to go back.
No.
Tell me.
I've gone twice in the last month because it's the only thing that's open right now around me. Like, everything but grocery stores and Walmart is closed. It's fucking hell. Like, I'm trying to move and needed house stuff. Going to Walmart and everything there is just dog shit. Everything about that place is hell.
Yes. I hate it.
My brother did security at a Walmart for a little while.
Oh, no. I couldn't do it.
Does he have any good stories or, like, you know, anything that's happened?
Can you bring him on the podcast to talk about Walmart?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised at, like, you know how they have those people who stand at the doors at Walmart? As, like, security? Guys. I was surprised at, like, just how much theft there is in Walmart, actually. Like, people shoplift like crazy there.
Yeah.
Stealing from Walmart isn't a crime. It's a public service.
It's fucking, like, everything, you know?
Hey, what, are you just, like, Robin Hood if you steal from Walmart? Because they're just such
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those are patriots.
How?
What? Because they're Walmart such a big corporation? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, they're just... Yeah, no, they're just scum. I don't fucking care. If I saw somebody walking out of there with a 70-inch TV they didn't pay for, I would not say a word about it.
Yeah, no,
I'm not going to say a word, but I'm still going to be like, yeah, that person's a piece of shit.
No, I don't fucking care. If you steal from, like, a, like, local, like, family-owned business, you are, like, bottom-of-the-barrel scumbag piece of shit. But, like, the fact that, like... Yeah, no, it's
yeah,
definitely
but someone that
a lot,
still
but.
Someone that steals from Walmart is going to turn around and go steal from a family-owned business, too. They don't care.
Yeah,
they're not going to be like, oh, this is a big corporation. Like, they don't have the brain capacity of something like
there
that.
There is actually a hilarious amount of people that do actually just go to Walmart, take shit, and not do it at any other place. Like, that is like...
That is like a subreddit for that?
That is literally Gen Z culture.
Is that like a cult?
Steal from only Walmart.
Like, I mean, you could probably steal from Target too. I don't know what their laws are. What their subculture?
Can we just
laws
trigger
are.
Something in you do? Why'd you get so defensive?
Yeah, he really
over
likes Target. I do. Actually, owns half the Target chain.
I'm gonna steal from Chick-fil-A.
Do you guys have any of those like shopping centers where there's like a Target and a Walmart right next to each other?
No, I don't think
so. It's incredible the difference in like quality of human. It just like
quality
100
of human.
Just like 100 feet
factory
apart in two
new
different
human,
stores.
Well worn,
yeah, mint condition human in Target and very scuffed human in Walmart. What a difference, bro!
Mint condition human. Is it just like a newborn baby?
Factory new.
I would
baby.
Not say all yeah. all babies come out mint condition. No,
battle scarred baby.
Like Down syndrome? Or?
Okay, no, we didn't have to say
abortions
it.
Abortions are just a trade-up contract.
What?
Oh, my God.
You can't give 30 dead fetuses for a brand new one. That's not a trade-up contract.
You can try.
I'll trade you 3 aborted babies for your functioning baby. Thoughts?
Now, hold on. Hear me out. What if you take those abortions, sell them to a stem cell research company, take the money, and then go to an adoption center? And get a perfectly fine baby.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Trade a contract for a new baby.
I don't, I, I don't
think you can just farm seems seems really illegal.
Yeah, I don't think you can just like farm babies.
It's like a 3 a.m. infomercial.
Trade your fetuses. We'll get you a whole new kid.
Trade up, baby.
anyway.
Good times. Good times.
Stop doing that. I hate that. That is the worst.
I don't care. Kiss me on the mouth.
No.
Puke your dinner into my mouth.
Oh.
It's like a very bluesy little baby bird. Mama puke into my mouth. Okay, what's the next topic? Yeah, we're such good podcasters.
this is awful.
We are good at Goons Podcasts.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm looking through our comments.
Who's the weirdest person you've ever met? It's me. I think it's me.
I don't know. We haven't technically met you. So
yeah, I don't know the full extent of you until I meet you in person. Although I feel like nothing's going to be different.
I feel like you're taking the word "met" a little bit too like.
I would say meet means in person.
Yeah. Meat is meat. Vegan. Don't try and change
that. Vegan doesn't know what meat is.
I'm fucking bitter. I see that.
I don't know. Probably some fucking. Actually, I don't know. Do homeless people count? Like, they're just their own breed.
You can meet a homeless person.
I mean, it's a person.
I don't think I've ever met a normal.
Like a frog or something.
I've never met a normal homeless person, though. I've never met one that's just been like, hey, man, what's up? It's always like.
I need just a dollar for crack. Just a dollar for some crack.
I don't. Was that Mr. Krabs somewhere in there? Mr. Krabs is homeless now.
I had a homeless dude call out to me who had pit. Actually, this was really impressive. In San Francisco, there was a homeless dude sitting on a sidewalk, and this dude had pissed himself to such an extent that it leaked from the sidewalk all the way across the street. This dude pissed so much, dude. He called out to me, and I was like, hey, so I met him. He was weird.
Actually,
why would you go to meet that person?
Why would you say, hey, back? I would just walk away.
He said something like, hey, you're sunny.
I was like, hi.
Hey, I'm peeing, boy.
You just made out with him and called it a day.
I'm looking at you in the eyes while I'm peeing.
Hey, how's it going?
My name's Stu.
Howdy, I'm Eric.
$20.
You want to hear a cool song?
Watch out for the piss river. Step over.
Nah, he pissed a lot, though. He was weird.
Dude, I have a question for you.
What?
Have you ever been hit on by a gay guy?
Yes.
Like genuinely, like, a gay guy wants to, like, fuck your asshole?
Oh, he wasn't that forward, but, yeah, I was told that. What?
Nothing. No, carry on. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I was hit on by a dude at the food court in a mall one time.
Really?
Yeah, this was when I was in high school. I won't describe what I looked like, but the dude he came up to me. I was hanging out with some friends, and he came up to me. He's a complete stranger, and he just came up to me, and he was like, wow, your hair is really pretty,
and it changed you forever.
And that's when I realized I like men. No, but it was...
No, seriously, no.
I think that's the only time I've ever been, like, straightforward hit on a man. I've had, like, dudes check out, like, that looked like that. I should probably stop talking. They looked like they were probably gay.
That's fine. Some people would argue that's a compliment.
I don't want to get canceled.
I got assaulted.
You have said a lot worse than this.
I got assaulted one time.
You got assaulted?
You got assaulted?
Yeah, I got assaulted at a Facebook party. I'm pretty sure it was a guy, and I'm...
Well, hold on.
Like sexually assaulted?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was gay based off of what he
like,
did.
Grip onto your long-ass hair and just, like, back kissing you?
There was, like, we were at this Facebook party, and, like, DJ Khaled was doing some, like, little concert thing. And I was, I was fucking hammered, because all the, like, alcohol and everything was free. So, I mean, you could just drink as much as you wanted, and you didn't have to pay for anything. So, you know, I was, like, blurred, pretty much. I wasn't, like, blackout, but I was borderline, like, you know, seeing, like, a slideshow of life.
Yeah.
And I was walking down this aisle, and I'm...
Slideshow of life.
And, yeah. Like, I don't...
Just snapshots
I can't remember. Yeah, like, it took, like... Like 10 seconds to register what had happened, But I'm walking down the aisle of this like little concert hall thing. Some dude walks up to me and full on grips my nuts, dude. Like just full on grabs me like hard for like a solid like, I don't even know, dude. Like, long enough for me to realize like, what was happening.
3 hours?
He's in bed later, just like, guy dude, still has I, his like, hand wrapped around his balls.
And I, like, it registered, like, someone's grabbed my nuts right now. And I, like, looked, and it was like they vanished. And I, like, turned around to, like, see where they had went. And I didn't even, like, see their face or see who it was. But, dude, they full-on just, like, grabbed me. Just out of
that
nowhere.
Is- That is not
is it like Batman or something?
I was like, I don't
look
even...
Look up and he's gone. You see, like, an open window and the curtains are all flowing.
But I was so drunk, I was like, dude, did I just let that happen?
Maybe you're so drunk that you grabbed your own balls for, like, 30 seconds.
No, it was definitely
like,
someone.
Oh, wait.
It was definitely
he's
someone
grabbing
else.
His own balls. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
But see, the thing is, though, is that it was a streamer-only party. Like you, I'm pretty sure you had to like
so some famous well,
then that,
streamer.
Then you that had makes, to be even, like that makes even more sense.
Like yeah. You had to be like a Facebook streamer to get in or something. So I don't know who it could have been.
I don't know. I couldn't name more than one Facebook streamer.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I don't know. It was really weird, and I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of
you should next time as a defense mechanism, just piss your pants when you think somebody's holding onto your balls. That would surely work.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable, but yeah, it happened. So
well, thanks for opening up about
that. What was even the topic? What was even the topic about this?
What, are you wearing a trucker hat?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Would that have made the story better?
You ruined his fantasy about this whole thing.
Yeah, the immersion's completely gone now. No trucker hat. Can't imagine where a world where Soup does not wear.
Can you please get sexually assaulted how I want you to get sexually assaulted in the future?
McNasty thinks every hat that isn't one of them, like, fucking lame-ass wannabe skater boy hats is a trucker hat.
What is a lame-ass wannabe skater boy hat?
Those hats that you
the
wear that have, like...
DC hats?
No, not that. That's actually a trucker hat.
I wear a plain black fucking hat all the time. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you think every hat that doesn't look like one of yours is a trucker hat.
No, you literally wear a fucking trucker hat.
Turbans?
That's, it's in your hats. Logo. It's in your fucking logo. You wear trucker hats. You have a Mountain Dew trucker hat, don't you?
I don't like
yeah,
the way you say
there's
trucker.
A difference, though.
It sounds racist.
A trucker hat is just the hat that has the fucking mesh plastic on the back, right? Pretty much what a trucker hat is.
Stop saying it like that.
Let's move on.
Can we talk about something else? Anything?
Nobody. We didn't even really get answers for the question.
What was the
like
question?
The weirdest people you've met.
Oh,
weirdest people you met.
Well, I don't want to.
It's literally just like homeless people or
yeah,
meth
I don't,
addicts.
Well, the thing is, I've met some. Honestly, some of the weirdest people I've met are like people like at parties, like Soup was talking about, like Facebook parties and shit. Like, there's a lot of fucking weirdos in the YouTube community.
Yeah.
But, like, that makes it hard, because I'm not about to name drop some
yeah.
fucking people.
There's definitely some
like,
weird people I've met in our community that I'm not going to mention.
Yeah. Yeah.
My problem
so
is
I
I don't go outside ever, so I don't really, like, meet
That's
anybody in general very often.
Fucking depressing.
Yeah.
There was some guy who was talking about, I was in a gas station, and he was in line behind me talking about he wanted to coom all over the cashier woman. He was kind of weird.
Isn't that the worst? Like, little conversations you have with people in like the line at the store because you can't really escape the conversation because you're waiting in line.
Yeah, he was like talking over me. I was like 14, 15 years old, and the cashier, I guess, was like moderately attractive, and he's just like, yeah, I want to coom all over you, bitch. Very, very awkward.
You should have volunteered as tribute team.
I'm good.
He was 14.
Oh, wait. I didn't hear that part. Oh, that's... Well, if he was a YouTuber, he probably would have done it. Anywho. I don't have a next topic prepared.
Oh.
Come on, we're YouTubers. We're snappy-ass YouTubers with snappy-ass witty jokes. What is the next topic? Boom. Boom.
Animal. Boom. What animal would you be?
Boom. Oh, my God.
Spaghetti or meat?
Squirrel. We suck at podcasts.
We do.
Can we retire?
We should just like spend the last 20 minutes just stretching and making like dad noises and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Would you guys be interested in a quiet dad noise segment? Leave a comment.
I got the best dad noise right here. There you go.
I just imagine just a dildo on the end of a drill.
Why?
Have you ever seen that?
Why is that your first imagination?
I don't know. I've okay, hold on. There's a name?
Yeah. Topic!
Hold on, I want to hear about the drill, though. Why do you? Where'd you see the name for that? Why
is that? It's in like a really old Siege video. Somebody brought it up. Drill do.
That's weird.
That sounds
people
dangerous.
Are weird, man. Yeah, it does.
Soup head question.
Is it time for my question now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you guys ever had any like business ideas?
Next topic.
Well, I know you haven't, McNasty, because you're fucking stupid. Yeah, you're McNasty about as dumb as a pile of fucking ideas. Dirt.
My business idea was YouTube.
I
like an invention or like something.
Jesus Christ! Just have you had any idea of anything, McNasty, ever?
I wish that I could fly.
That's flying cars is really what are. McNasty wants to invent.
Are one
he
of
wants
the stupidest people
cars.
I've ever met.
Mister,
okay,
man.
You are fucking dumb.
But you love me, yo.
What?
Next topic!
What? I Blair. Nobody wants to talk about it?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I was going to start a phone case company with one of my good friends. We were going to do, I don't know, we both really liked cars, and like we were going to base it off like car interiors. So for people that like have any sort of exotic cars and like cool. have like a brown leather interior with like a logo stitched on, we were going to make something like a phone case to match that. That was my only, that was a business
mosquito.
Idea.
See?
Yeah.
See? That's wholesome and cool.
It's ambition and intelligence.
That's all I was asking.
Well, I mean, if you have more than 9
McNasty
IQ,
made a big
can...
deal out of it. The,
McNasty, how about this? Huh? Wouldn't you want to have your own line of guitars or something? You know, you're so picky about guitars. There's something you could do.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's so
what?
Far-fetched. I don't
know. It's
not
far-fetched.
Not really.
Not really.
It's wood. What do you mean?
It doesn't matter if it's far-fetched or not.
I mean,
have you ever, like, had an idea to, like, make something better or create something?
Yeah.
I feel like I have at some point, and I just don't, like, remember. It's like one of those things where you're currently experiencing, like, an annoying situation. You're like, man, I wish they would make it this way. Then you don't really, like, think about it after that because it's like, you know, you live in your dad's garage. On a mattress on the floor, and you don't have any money to support the business, so you just forget about it and play Overwatch for like 10 hours straight.
You are the most depressing human being
depressing.
I've ever talked
that to. That is just depressing.
You are just
Dude,
the worst.
Before YouTube, I had a fucking very depressing life, I'll tell you that right now.
It sounds like it is depressing now. You just have a little bit of money. Nothing has changed.
Well, I was going to say that... My business idea that I had, and I was thinking about it last night, but I don't know if it would ever really be doable, but I think that if it could be doable, it would be kind of a neat idea.
Flying cars?
Close. I was thinking of like a gym that is free membership, and you get paid for coming in and working out.
Yeah.
Because all of the equipment is hooked up some kind of way. I don't know how it would be doable, but like hooked up to mine cryptocurrencies. Like you power.
Well,
yeah, I know it. It's like a weird, like crazy idea that it would be really hard to do.
Oh, there's something here.
But like, I think that would be a cool thing if it would be possible.
Yeah, because
something somewhat similar to that has been done, but with like electricity. Like they had a massive gym, and like I don't know how much they paid or anything. They didn't give any details, but like. You'd get like points or payment for working out there because it would power the electricity of the building and stuff. Like it was just, it's a similar concept.
Yeah. Something like that, except like it would, like people that would work out, like run on a treadmill like a hamster and it would power like a way to fucking mine Bitcoin or something. I know that would like probably be insanely hard to engineer and cost fuck ton of money. But like,
is it legal to mine Bitcoin? Is it like a thing?
No,
like
it's perfectly legal.
It's legal.
Yep.
People buy warehouses and fill them up with computers just to mine Bitcoin.
There's like GPUs specifically made for Bitcoins. Like they have like,
yep.
like they made, they started doing it in like the 10 series. The most popular one was a 1070 GPU, but there was no like HDMI ports. Like it's strictly made for mining Bitcoin. So it's actually like a real full on business.
Hmm. I wonder what the process of Bitcoin mining is. Like it's like Bitcoin isn't like a thing you can hold in your hand. So it's like weird that
you're just using your computers to like
it's essentially
read
just
data or something.
Yeah, you're literally just like solving algorithms essentially, which
that's what it is.
You're literally creating like a Bitcoin out of like there's X amount of Bitcoins to still be mined. There's just an easier word for it. And you just as your computer solves algorithms, you can mine parts of it and eventually get yourselves like Bitcoins, but it's an insane process that is extremely difficult now because so many people do it.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, like if you started mining Bitcoin in like, God, I don't know, like 2011, 2012, you would be unbelievably rich. Like you'd be able to get Bitcoins extremely easy. Whereas now you mine for like a year and get like half a Bitcoin. It's pretty insane. I don't know.
But
I
also
a
like
it.
the toll that it takes on your hardware and also like the electricity cost to run something like that. Cause it like, I'm pretty sure it really strains your computer to do that.
Yeah, it's like running your computer on, like it's like having a game running on max settings all the time. Like it just rips through your shit. But I mean, it's barely profitable anymore because there's so much competition for it. But back in the day, it was like extremely profitable.
Well, like Bitcoin now is just kind of like almost like a stock. People just buy it and sell it.
Which is stupid because you should never do that with currency. It fucks with a lot of things. But I mean, I don't know, because it's such a new currency, I think people kind of fuck with it. But like a lot of Canadians did that back in the day when in 2008, Canada's economy was doing much better than US's, like during that whole like crisis that most of North America had. A lot of Canadians went and bought American currency when they were on par. So they had their entire savings account in American, and then as the American economy like slowly healed over time, their U.S. currency is now like 40% more than ours. So they just made an easy 40% of their savings just by putting it back to Canadian. It's kind of fucked. The whole process.
Did you guys hear about the
nuts?
Did you guys hear about the GameStop and like AMC shit?
Yep. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. It's so funny.
That's so odd. It's so fucking weird.
I love that.
I think it's
like,
hilarious. The GameStop's stock just like tripled in a
all
week.
All because
or something.
Of memes. It's all because of fucking memes. That's the best part. We have, like the whole Reddit like community has ruined the lives of multiple billionaires because of memes, and that is fucking hilarious to me.
Dude, the people, the hedge funds that like invested in GameStop lost so much money because of Reddit.
It's been over. Apparently, it's been over $5 billion. I doubt they lose money though.
Crazy.
Because so the way it's hard to explain. Actually, hold on. Let me find the tweet. If you guys can keep talking about
my cousin. So my cousin is in the stock market. Like he deals with a lot of stocks, and he explained it to me pretty simply last night. Basically, he said that there's this fucking subreddit full of people who
Wall Street. It's called Wall Street like, Bets.
Yeah. So they're just full of people who are just have so much fucking money. And they just something happened with a hedge fund with GameStop, and like that's specific subreddit fucking hates hedge funds. So they're like, fuck it, we're gonna just start piling our money into GameStop. And when they were doing that, they were constantly driving the price up. And then so GameStop went from like $15 a share to like $150.
Is that not like illegal though for them to do that?
That's the thing. So the way it works is like. Okay, this is actually a pretty good explanation. It's monkeys and bananas. So it's pretty simple of how this happened, like of how they made the stock go up so much. So let's say there's five bananas costing $10. Ape on the market has all five bananas. All right, you following? It doesn't matter if they're $10 each. Just it's $10. Just $10 of value in five bananas.
Okay,
Mr. Snake Man. Asked to borrow the five bananas for a bit, and instead he sells those five bananas thinking the price will go down. It's called shorting. And he thinks he can buy them back later for less, giving them back to the ape, so he makes a profit. So he sells them again, hoping they lose value more because he sold them off and he's shortening it's just the process called shortening. But he sells them off, hoping they go down, buys it back, and then sells it again to Mr. Monkey. Does that somewhat make sense? Like, he's just hoping to make a profit off of doing that. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Apes notice that snakes are dicks, and they decide to buy all the bananas on the market, so the snakes have no other choice other than to buy from the group of apes in order to return what they borrowed. So they owe these bananas, but the apes all bought all of the bananas, so now the snakes have to buy the bananas at whatever the big monkeys decide they're worth.
So they bought basically, the stock. You're basically buying back from someone you borrowed from.
Yes. Mm. But the monkeys are way higher price.
So what they're doing is basically
they're hoarding
all the
bananas.
Something out, buying it back, and then marking the price up, making it so the snake has to buy it to give it back to them.
Yes,
I see.
So the apes will never lose.
No, basically, as long as all the apes are involved, yes, we have a lot of Reddit apes, which helped.
So the hedge funds were buying, they were borrowing the stocks at $15 a share. And because all those people from Reddit started buying a shit ton of GameStop stock, it drove the price up like crazy. And then the hedge fund didn't have those small $15 stocks to be able to pay back the people that they borrowed from. Now they had to buy it at a super high price and then to be able to return it back to the people they borrowed it from. And
it snowballs from that, too.
They lost a lot of...
Like them having to buy them back snowballs it even more. So they literally are forced to buy them. The longer they wait, the more it goes up. Eventually, it'll crash again because, like, GameStop is worth nothing considering they're going under. Mm-hmm. They've tried to sell the company like 4 or 5 times now, and nobody buys it. But yeah, it's pretty fucking funny because a bunch of billionaires that are they're not technically doing anything illegal, but they're just manipulating a lot of markets, and it's just not it's just not the right way to actually go about buying stocks and doing all that. So it's kind of funny
they're
that they just got
doing
fucked
it for
over
a good
by
reason, though,
people.
Because like hedge funds are fucked.
Oh yeah,
they're doing it
they're
because
scum.
They hate hedge funds. Yeah.
And it's wild. GameStop and fuck GameStop. So
yeah, nobody really gives a fuck. It's just funny seeing like GameStop because it's like why is GameStop going? And then you just like once you realize actually what's happening, it's like it has nothing to do with GameStop.
I love all the tweets that are just like, all right, boys, we're gonna get fucking Blockbuster next. Like, let's get popping.
Like people think that like a bunch of like old businesses are just gonna start booming on the stock market for no reason.
Yeah, which honestly, some probably will. This will probably happen multiple times unless the government does something about it. But there's really not much they can do. They froze. You can't buy or sell any game GameStop right now.
Oh really?
Because it's stupid. if a regular person goes into the stock market and loses, everybody just says, "Oh, too bad. You fucked up. You lost money. That's a gamble you take." But when these massive billionaire fucking hedge funds lose money, they pause the whole stock market and are like, "Oh, sorry guys. We'll fix it for you." It's so fucking stupid. Yeah. But yeah, that's essentially what happened. It's pretty funny.
So all those people that dump money into it, are they going to be able to get their money out?
They made like a shit ton of money.
How long?
Oh yeah, no, there are so many people that made a fuck ton of money from this, even though they were just memeing.
But I mean, like, since it's frozen, they can't get their money out, right?
They will be able to sell. It's just I don't know. They're trying to sort out how to do this because nothing like this has really happened, to my understanding. I'm not super knowledgeable on this shit. This is just like from very little research. This is everything I've discovered. So I'm sure there'll be people in the comment section that'll explain it a lot better than any of us are. But yeah, it's interesting.
How is it not illegal though for them to just be like, hey, let's just make the price of this fucking triple?
Because it's a fucking ton of hasn't people. Happened before. This and is like it, a new it, thing in the stock market.
And it's well, like surely, millions of people.
I mean, surely like billionaires before have been like. Telling their billionaire friends like, hey, we're all gonna go in on this one thing and make it skyrocket. Like, I'm sure this isn't
the
first
time. That's very illegal because it's like if you're doing a small amount of like insider trading, like it's just when it's a small group, but this is literally millions of regular people. It's not like an organized small amount of people that have an extreme amount of control. But also that does happen. What you just explained does happen quite often. It's technically illegal, but like it's there.
The
whole
thing
stock
I can see
market
them doing
isn't
is like,
even real, though. So it's like, it's all fucking, it's all, it's just stupid, to be honest.
They could also, like, nuke the subreddit too.
I doubt they'll do that because 90% of the time that subreddit is just like people like, should I buy Tesla? And then everyone's saying no.
The thing that's scary is because this happened, that subreddit knows their power now.
That's good though. Why should I feel like the only people that should be scared? The only people that should be scared of common folk knowing how much power they have are billionaires. Not going to fuck the normal human being over. Just people who have, billions of dollars in the stock market. That's it. So it's not even a bad thing that they have they discovered this much power. And if they take down that subreddit, it's just going to go somewhere else. And if anything, people are just going to talk about it. Because, this subreddit got taken down. It's just going to spread more. There's honestly really not much they can do at this current time. So it's just a mess. Well, it's funny.
I need to get on that subreddit and keep my eyes peeled for the next thing they want to boom for no reason.
It is actually a solid doing subreddit.
It's a fucking ace.
Yeah, AMC.
AMC, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware just randomly boom
Ace it. Is the place for you.
Wait, they're doing it to AMC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they thought it was funny. That's it. That's literally all it is. They think it's funny. It's a meme to them. They're ruining billionaires' lives for fun. That's fucking hilarious. I love it. I don't know. I think it's fucking great. So
yeah, that's funny.
All right. How long have we been going? We should do another topic.
Yeah.
Uno más topico.
Get a topic and go on that, yo.
I saw one, but I scrolled away from it.
Ace is a place with a hell of a hardware. Right.
Who out of us do you think would be most likely to go to jail, and for what reason?
Me? Horse porn.
Horse? all right.
I would say probably maybe probably soup and something related to guns.
How did I know? How did I know it was going to be fucking
guns? Well, guns, and you're the only one out of us that has guns, so I don't know. I just
Oh, well. Maybe that's one night not true.
You don't know if I have guns or not.
I have guns.
You literally told me that. Oh, you have guns? Oh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Missouri.
I don't own guns. True. I don't have any guns.
Soup, you have a gun next to your desk at all times.
I don't have any guns.
I've heard you load it.
I don't have any guns.
I've heard you shoot out your front window at the mailman.
I do not own guns.
You know it's legal to own guns. Yeah. You don't need to deny it. Didn't you specifically tell me to never tell the internet you don't have guns?
No.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, right? I don't know what you're talking about.
I have a gun.
I feel like I'm an accomplice right now to something.
I don't have a gun.
I've actually never seen a gun in my life, so.
I don't even know what that word means.
Never even held a gun or shot one. I don't know anything
that is
about
such
them. Sorry.
Fresh horse shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, since Soup has never owned a gun, who else do you think would be the most likely to go to jail for something?
Maybe McNasty.
It would be me. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to get in a fight. I'm going to get drunk and yell at someone, or someone's going to say something to me and piss me off.
I feel like it would be McNasty for getting drunk and wiping his rank ass on the side of a public building or something.
Yeah, I could see McNasty being a sex offender, but not an actual sex offender. He just peed on a school.
right.
Peed on a school?
The indecent thing. Exposure.
You are considered a sex offender if you pee on a park or a school or something.
Yeah.
It's
I can see him doing that.
He's laughing at another reason.
Oh, he's
a fucking blarg. I can see McNasty being a sex offender. he just says it so casually.
I could see not like from an actual.
McNasty didn't even try to defend himself. He just stayed quiet.
Because he has wiped his ass on a school. What do you mean?
And he's
but I was 10 when I did
dookie
that.
In a park too. And
McNasty, you're telling me you wouldn't do that again at 27?
No. Maybe if I was drunk.
You would do it again.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that's
answer.
That's a great. Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't think
I've
ever
been to jail.
No.
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 Okay.
All right.
You've been to jail.
Now we're talking about this.
No. What'd you do?
I haven't been to jail, I'm just curious.
Okay, well, you said it like we should have been to jail, too.
The tone
like,
of their voice.
No, I was just asking,
have you guys been to jail?
I was asking, have you guys like never been to jail? That's all I was asking.
No, you guys have been to jail, too, right?
I don't leave my house ever. What do you go to jail for?
Okay, I'm just wondering. You guys sound really insecure for people that have never been to jail.
No, I'm not an FBI list, no. What?
And that's been the Goons Podcast.
Are we ending it on that?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
The last like 20 minutes of this podcast have been just sus.
Just stock market. Everyone's like, have you been to jail?
Sussing each other out.
Well, that'll do.
All right.
Okay, hope you had a good time.
Like, super comment, outro. Subscribe, download. Oh, on Spotify.
Please
like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe because we're working
please
on.
Please click on this video.
Okay, well, you know, I'm trying to
go
let them
watch
know
the latest Goons Gaming video.
Subscribe to Goons Gaming and watch us play Mafia for the 45th time.
Watch us drive around New York City for a long time, long time, long time, long time.
We're gonna drive one episode. Next episode, we're gonna drive.
Okay, in this.
Well, I was gonna tell him something kind of cool, but now I'm not. So
come on, just say.
Nope.
So just
we're saving it. No,
come
they're not
on,
gonna hear
just
it.
Just say
nope.
It. I love when you try to do the like.
And I'm just fat out.
Louis Armstrong
voice.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
Fat just a regular Fat Albert, not even streaming, just talking.
Hey.
All right, I have to go
Goons
look
podcast.
At a dead body now.
Goons podcast.
They'll never know. All right, see you guys.
All right,
love
bye.
You guys. Goodbye.